Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way Fivefold is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is holiness and sanctification. Holiness and sanctification. Our scripture is coming from Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 14th verse. That's Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 14th verse. And it reads, "Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord." Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we come thanking you, Lord, right now, lifting your name on high. We thank you for, Father God, this is the day that you have made. We shall, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. For, Father God, you let us see another day, and you kept it with your blood. And we thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the word on today, Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 14th verse. Father God, help us to follow peace with all men and holiness. Let us be holy so that we may see you in the end. And Father God, and give your name all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Holiness and sanctification. Jesus had said in his word, "Be holy for I am holy." Jesus Christ, he paid the price for us, and he left an example for us to follow. He said, holiness without no man shall see the Lord. What is holiness? What does holy mean? Holy means consecrated and dedicated for God's use and sacred purpose. And that is an anointing, and that is an ordainment that comes only from God. And when God removes the burden and destroys the yoke of bondage off of your life. And when that burden has been removed and that yoke has been destroyed of bondage, then you can consecrate, you can set yourself for a sacred purpose for Jesus Christ, meet for the master's use. You can be used by him and for his glory, because you have to dedicate yourself, you have to dedicate your life, and you have to dedicate your whole will, your soul to Jesus Christ, so you can be a living epistle read of all men. Amen. Because Jesus Christ, he came into the world in the form of the flesh. And he told us after he died and left and ascended up to heaven to sit at the right hand of God, that he told us we would do greater works. Amen. So we would do greater works. But to do those works, to have that power that Jesus had, that Holy Ghost power, we have to be holy. Amen. Sanctification. We have to be pure. The Bible tells us the pure in heart for what? They shall see God. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart. Amen. For they shall see God. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. For they shall be called what? The children of God. Amen. And you know, as mothers and fathers, you have children. They have your DNA. They have your blood cells. They have your blood because they came from you in the form of a flesh. And so they look like you. They talk like you. They walk like you. And they do things just as you would do, because they're yours. Amen. So when we are Jesus and he is ours, and we abide in him and he abides in us, he tells us that we can ask anything whatsoever and it shall be given unto us, because we are in him and he is in us. And if his spirit, his Holy Spirit, is richly dwelling within us, then guess what? We will be sanctified. Amen. We will be purified. Amen. And then he will justify us, and then he will glorify us. Amen. For so sanctification, you're being set apart for the process of being holy, sanctifying yourself. You're coming out, as the Bible said, from the among them, out of the world, and being separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Amen. We have to come out from the world. He said, come out from among them and be separate. Amen. We can't serve two masters. No man or woman can serve God and mammon. Amen. You either gonna love one or hate the other. Amen. And friends of the world is enmity, the Bible says, with God. So we can't be friends with the world, listeners. We have to be separate. Amen. We have to be sanctified. That means pure in heart, pure in our souls, and which is our thoughts, our will, our emotions. Amen. We need to be pure in our bodies. We need to be pure in our spirit. Because if we're pure in the spirit, we will have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. And we'll have that pure spirit, because the Holy Spirit is pure. Amen. The Holy Spirit is a peace. It's a peaceful spirit. Amen. It's not an angry spirit or a haughty spirit, but it's a humble spirit. Amen. Amen. It's a humble spirit. So Jesus Christ tells us that if you want to be exalted. He said, humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will exalt you in due season. Amen. So you take on the form of his image and his likeness. Amen. And you are going to do the things of God, and you're going to do kingdom work. Amen. Some of us have jobs where we are employed with different employers. But here, when you have been called into the kingdom of God, you do kingdom work. Amen. Because now you're holy. You're sanctified. You're fire baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire baptized. And you're running for Jesus. You're running to do a work and a mission to please him and to do his will. Because Jesus created each and every one of us for a purpose and for a time such as this. And he wants us to do the will that he has called us to do. Each individual have their own gifts and their own calling. He told us to make our calling and election sure. I'm an internet evangelist. I can't be, I'm not a prophetess. I am an internet evangelist. I know my calling, and I know what God has called me to do. He gave me this Ministering God's Way radio show in April of 2011. And so here, 6 years later, it's still going on. Praise our God. Amen. And the Lord didn't allow me. I never had to pay a dime for the broadcast. Amen. Praise our God. Isn't he a wonderful God? He's a wonderful Savior. His wonders to perform. See, Jesus tells us we don't have to worry. He said, about what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, or what we're going to wear. He said he clothed the lilies. And so tells us to take no thought for your journey. He said don't even take no script for it. Amen. Don't even worry about what you're going to say. Because the what? The Holy Spirit is going to make intercession for you and speak for you. Amen. There will come a time I was reminded by a woman of God. We won't have these physical Bibles in our hands. And men and women, listeners today, we must have the Word of God hidden in our hearts. Amen. If the Word is hidden in your heart, you don't need the script. You don't need to write out what thus saith the Lord. If the Holy Spirit is dwelling richly in you, the Holy Spirit will give you and make utterance for you, and moanings and groanings, amen, through that Holy Ghost, amen, because the Holy Ghost is real. The Holy Ghost is what? The comforter. It's more than just a comforter, but it comforts you. But it also, the Bible tells us, it will show you, not S-H-O-W, but S-H-E-W, things to come, amen. So when you're holy, you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And you're going to have that power. You're going to be able to see some things that's going to come before they even come. Amen. I thank and praise God for the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus is real in my soul. And I thank and praise him for making me whole. Amen. And I thank him for making the crooked path straight in my life. What was wrong, making it right in the name of Jesus. We have to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a never-ending love story. He said that we will have life everlasting with him if we just serve him. And when we leave here, when we leave this earthen vessel, he said you'll have everlasting life. It'll never end. Your life will never end. You will never die. So don't tell anybody that you're going to die, because with Jesus Christ, if you're holy and sanctified, guess what? I have news for you today. And I come on today on Sunday, May 28, 2017, to tell you, you will not die. You will live and declare the works of the Lord. Because when you go to be with him in eternity and in the place called we call heaven, then guess what? In heaven, He said you will have everlasting life, and you're going to praise him and glorify him. You don't need no sunlight because you're going to light Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, going to light up the city. We're just going to glorify him. We're just going to keep praising and glorifying God forever and ever and ever. Amen. Amen. So somebody else might die, but if you have Jesus Christ in your life, and you are saved, and you are sanctified, you are Holy Ghost filled, and you are running for Jesus, hey, you have the gift of eternal life that waits for you, that never ends. And we talked about the love story, a perfect love story, not much long ago, after the holidays. We had celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the death and the burial and resurrection and we how he suffered, bled, and died. And then after that, we talked about on Ministering God's Way, perfect love story. If you in love, want to be in love with somebody, then fall in love with Jesus. We know the song, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. Amen. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Amen. Jesus Christ says, I am your first love. See, we need to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. That's all we have to do. And if we delight ourselves in him, he said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. So these are sacred secrets. We talked about so a couple of months ago here on Ministering God's Way. Sacred secrets. Amen? Yes. This is the word of God. It's the sword. And it cuts you like a, you know, a sword. And I'm going to tell you, that word of God, it is the power of God that worketh in us to allow us to do the will and God's good pleasure. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel Jesus on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. God for holiness and sanctification. Jesus is all that. He is everything you need him to be. We thank and praise God for Sister Eddie Mae Coleman for being on the line today. One of my best friends in the world. She has been truly a really good friend to me. And I must say, she has always been there. The Bible says a friend loveth at all times. Not sometimes. Not when you have money. Not when you, you know, have all this riches and fame. But at all times. That's what a friend, the Bible says, is. That loveth at all times. And I thank and praise God for you on today, Anna, Sister Coleman. I call her Coleman, a dear friend of mine, a woman of God that knows the Lord, has a powerful testimony, how the Lord brought her out of the muck and mire of sin and out of the world and out of the flesh, and a powerful testimony, how he brought her back to life. Jesus Christ is real, listeners. He is real, and he is real in my soul. And I thank him again for making me whole because, see, if you're broken, he will make you whole. All you have to do is ask. He said, ask. All you have to do is ask, and it shall be given unto you. You know, just ask. He told us in his word, Revelation, he said, I stand at the door and knock. He's knocking, listening. He's knocking, saying, let me in. He said, I'm waiting on you. Let me in. Let me in. Let me show you. Let me show you the kingdom of God. Let me show you my glory. Let me show you my riches. He said, I supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. You know, and some things can only be spiritually discerned. But he told us if we open up the door, he said, he'll come in and sup with us. Amen. He said, I'll come in to you. See, then he'll dwell inside of you, and he'll make you whole. And he said, and then, you know, he says, we can, you know, come on in. He said, let me come in and and let me give you some bread, the bread of life. Amen. To where you can drink from the fountain of life, where you'll never be thirsty, where you can have food for your soul, and I'll make you whole. And he just said, I'm just standing at the door. I'm knocking. He said, I'm knocking. But some of us don't open the door, won't open the door and let him in. Well, if time is winding down, listeners, it's getting late. We're living in perilous times. The Bible said in these days, men would become lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, haters of God, and despisers of them that do good. Open up. Let him in. Let him in. He said, be not weary in well-doing. He said, for in due season, he said, you will reap if you faint not. Because in these times, you need the Lord. And we always say, there's a cliche, if I ever needed or we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. Amen. We need the Lord. We need him now. We see that men's consciousness, he said, will become seared with a hot iron. Okay? Hot iron. You know, in other words, you don't have a conscience. Some people's conscience don't bother them. They can sin and commit evil and wicked things, do things, and it doesn't affect them. And they can sleep sound at night because their conscience has been seared with a hot iron. My Lord. Lord, help us. Help each listener today to, Lord, have the mind of Christ. Let us be conscious, aware of our wrongdoings and our misdoings. And let us repent, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to get it right, to live holy and to be holy, for you are holy. Let us walk worthy, Father God, in the vocation where you have called us. Father God, let us acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you direct our path. Let us delight ourselves in you, Father God, and that you would give us our heart's desire. But Lord, let us be living epistles read of all men. Let us be an example to the world, a light in the name of Jesus to the world. Father God, that others might see our good works and glorify you, which is in heaven, and ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Jesus Christ tells us, there is a way. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He said, woo. And there's a highway. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that highway is that highway of holiness. Oh, glory to God. Father God, let us take the highway of holiness. Highway to holiness. And the highway of holiness. Let us travel the holy route. Let us sanctify our hearts. And you purify our hearts and our souls in the name of Jesus. Purify our bodies. Purify our spirits, Father God. And creating us a clean heart. And renewing us a right spirit, O God, that we may not sin against you. Let us, Father God, be pure. Let us be clean. Father God, and we ask that you give your angels charge over us in the name of Jesus. That they will go to the four corners of our life, each and every listener. Those holy angels, they will shoot down those fiery darts of the enemy. Father God, let us put on the whole armor of God daily as we put on our clothes after we bathe. Let us put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. We say, thank you, Lord. holiness and sanctification. Thank God for Jesus. Some of the best sinners. The Lord did tell us to come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. I thank God when I was sinking deep in sin and far from the peace for sure, that the Master heard my cry and from the waters he lifted me. Because see, I was sinking, listener. I was sinking far from the peace for sure. I was living a life of sin. And Jesus, he delivered me. That's my testimony to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering. Father, deliver each and every listener who has a sincere desire to seek you in a better way and to serve you. Deliver, heal, and set free. Jesus is so awesome. I love him. I love him. I love him. And he's everything to me. And my dear friend, Eddie Mae Coleman, always says, he's so sweet, sweet for everything. He is sweeter than the honeycomb. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, taste and see. The Lord, he is so good. Oh, Jesus. And his mercy endures forever. You need a lover? His name is Jesus. He's the lover of my soul and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He provides. You don't have to look for a man to provide or look for anyone to provide. Jesus is, God is our provider. Amen. He is our Jehovah Jireh. God, our provider. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. The last 3 weeks, we hadn't been on air for 3 weeks, but God gave us the message, watch and pray. 3 weeks ago, that was the message, watch and pray. And it's been 3 weeks since we've been on air, because this is ministering God's way. This is not ministering Maria's way. This is ministering God's way. So the Lord leads and directs and guides this show. Because as we say in the beginning, this show is brought to you, Ministering God's Way, is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Amen. So that is still resonating in my spirit. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. For you know not the day, nor the day, nor the hour when the Son of Man comes. He's coming like a thief in the night. Don't be caught with your works undone. He's coming back for a church that has made herself ready, without a spot, a wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. Purify, sanctify yourself. Clean yourself up. Wash up and ask God to wash you and wash us, Lord. Wash us all with the blood of Jesus. Remember to watch and pray. Amen. Watch and pray. God bless you, and we love you on today.